everyone, and welcome to episode 231 of the 8-Bit Geek. If you're new around here, and you know, and you want to know what you're in for, I have good news for you. I know someone who has spent all night writing something up that expresses exactly what we're like. Take it away, Kev.
When a man and a woman love each other, they do things for each other, like Dairy Queen and on Christmas, anal. The end. Happy birthday, baby Jesus.
Happy birthday, Jesus.
Oh, boy.
Fuck me in my...
Nope. Okay, that's... so that's... that's
that how the song goes?
No. No.
Oh, I mean, that's the extended version.
That's how we're hanging in my family.
That's true. I've got pictures to prove it.
I'm Jeremy, and with me are these two guys.
Doug.
I'm Kevin.
Kev, I was really counting on you. I contacted you last night. I went to the website that you asked me to submit my email to.
Pornhub?
And you never responded, but I figured you got it because you never said anything.
Oh, totally.
That was what you wrote.
Did you send it to my AOL address, chubbylover64?
Yeah, I sent it to both.
At AOL?
Oh, that was a 4? I thought that was a 9.
Well, the 9 was taken.
By Doug. Douglas has it.
Doug is chubbylover68. He's like, yeah, give me a 68 and I'll owe you one.
The fuck? I do not like the way this started.
Robert Dangerfield? What the fuck, man?
Get no respect. No respect at all.
So before we get further, I thought I'd give you a sickness update 2017. Jeremy
should just be coughing.
Jeremy is two weeks into sickness. He's gone to the doctors once, and he's been instructed to go back to the doctors on Wednesday to get a shot now. Everything is mostly all done. I feel great. But I do have congestion still in my chesties, and and so I'm going to go get a shot on Wednesday to take care of all that and like finally get 100%. So that's that.
So you mean I played D&D with you the other night and you were sick?
No. I wouldn't call it sick. I wasn't contagious. It was just if I happened to cough in a 15 to 20 foot radius, then yes, there's a chance.
Fuck.
But other than that, if you were not in that radius, then you're fine. Totally fine.
Almost got sick then. Fuck.
I got sick from it.
Can't be sick if you're always sick.
Well.
What?
Nothing. Just continue.
All right. Well, if you like what we're doing here and you like that little, I don't know what that was. You can always subscribe to us. On Audio Boom, they are our provider of bandwidth. They make this show possible. Without them, we would be nowhere. We would be still back on WordPress, publishing our own podcast. You guys remember those days? When we self-published
our podcast? Oh yeah.
Yeah, we self-published it, and the problem was when you do that, if you get too many listeners, then it bogs down the server. And then no one can listen and no one can download. And
I remember those days.
It's terrible.
Mm-hmm. So the early days of podcasting. Mm-hmm. You can also find us on Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher Radio, and follow us there. Listen every week and enjoy the funniness. I swear to God that at some point in this episode, we will get funny. Mm, it'll happen.
It'll happen. Eventually.
It won't. Not for long. But when it happens, you'll know it's almost worth it to listen every week.
No guarantees.
You can follow us on social media at the 8-Bit Geek. And of course, every Monday, we stream live on Twitch, where you can come and join in, have fun with the chat. And if you can't join us on Monday nights and you still want to connect with us and you want to connect with other fans of the show, you can always hop onto Discord. We have a very a great community. It's thriving. We interact with everybody every day. And we're there as much as possible. So go on over there, make it happen. All that information is on the website, www.the8bitgeek.com. That's good stuff.
Ratty in the chat says, Jaren, funny, don't mix.
I would say cue hip hop horn.
It played.
for you podcast listeners, there was a hip hop horn that went off. You're welcome.
Well, looks like somebody isn't playing video games with me ever again.
That's ratty.
Uh-huh.
It's due to the lack of beard.
I lost the beard, so the beard contains the funny.
Would one say that he is baby-faced at the moment?
Mm-mm. Don't do it, or else I'm going to ban him.
You get a bad head?
Maybe like a
head will get banned.
Bitch. Oh, he said it! It's like he's a baby-faced bitch. Oh, man.
All right, hold on. Let me log into Twitch real quick.
Yeah.
No, wait. It's at the end of the month. Oh, wait. No, that was last month. Never mind.
It's a new All month.
Right. Well, where is he? Is he in the chat?
Of course he's in the chat. Bye.
Your friend Jared just started watching.
Yeah.
Let's see. Hold on. I gotta bring up the viewer list first.
You said 1 month.
Oh, there he is. And
but that was no. But he even said it. Like today's the last day of the month. So no, up by
10 minutes. Oh, Ed.
Feels good. All right. You can also support us. Oh wait. Before we get to that, we have different shows on the podcast. We have 8-Bit Saga, Divas Dropkicks and Dives, Brainberry Tarts, Garbage Day, and I'll add one more. Because we actually released an episode, Growing Up Geek. We actually came out with an episode this week. It's a podcast that I do with my son, and it's a lot of fun. He tells you about his life and what's going on. So check out all those shows if you like this one, and if you don't like this one, one of those may be interesting to you. You can
especially, but not limited to 8-Bit Saga.
Yes, which is coming up with the Kevisode soon, right?
Yes.
Sometime this month. We should also have a new episode this Friday, which isn't part of the normal like rotation of episodes. It's going to be a behind the scenes Q&A with the cast. So it'll be a lot of fun.
Nice. Awesome.
So if you like what we're doing here, again, you can support us on Patreon. It helps pay for a lot of the things that you see on screen right now. Doug just got his new microphone.
Yeah. Hey. Yeah. This is my first time recording with it. I think
mm-hmm. It sounds pretty nice.
We didn't have it last Monday. How do I sound, everyone? Everybody.
You sound.
How do I sound?
Jer's socks are soaked.
It's truth. Never been.
Whose aren't though?
Yeah. Why aren't yours, Kev?
Oh, they were soaked over the weekend when my house was flooded.
We'll get to that. Mm-hmm. Stop making this about you.
You asked me a question.
So we got new microphones. Kevin's is coming at the end of the month. We're really excited about that. And then all those will be done. And then it's time to ramp up marketing and get our name out there even more. And with a chance for you guys to win some cool stuff, we're really talking about how to promote our brand and reach more people. Naturally, it's been great. But with the help of our Patreon supporters, we can go the extra mile and we can actually put some money into marketing. And it really helps. So if you want to donate, what we're doing for you is for a minimum of $5, we're giving you a ton of content. You get the pre-show, the post-show, and then you get some really cool stuff like the Kevisode that's coming up for 8-Bit Saga. And we're planning some other cool stuff in there as well. We have different tiers that you can give. But if you want to donate something to help us out, you can do that. And we thank you for it. We're always thankful. It doesn't go unnoticed. So.
Yeah, we're actually going to thank our patrons this week because it's the first week of the month, show of the
it's
month.
It's the first of the month.
All right, take it away, Kev.
So. We want to give big shout outs to my man Mookie, Big Al Ray, Little Stevie. We want to say what up. I want to give shout outs to Jan Pants Chick. I want to give shout outs to Ryan. I want to give shout outs to Jer and Doug. Fuck Stevie and
you're just listening to people on your phone.
Oh, I don't. Well, you see. Well,
okay, all right, take it away, Doug.
Yeah, here we go. I want to thank Ants and Chris and our boy Arnie Parm.
No, I like Parm Parm. Let's get some
Arnie Parm Parm.
Hey, I want when I play with him, all I think about is Italian food.
Yeah, seriously. Blades, Curtis, Mo, that is a classic. Drake.
Yeah, Link, we got Drake Timo. We got Drake on the beat.
Drake's up on the shit. So y'all know we made it now. We got fucking Drake.
I mean, we started from the bottom. Now we're here.
Now we're here. Andrew, Bjorn, Raging D-Bag. We just got a subscription from McManahanaman or whatever on, McHanaman. On Twitch. McHanaman.
McManahanaman.
Tony, Ryan, the Lonely Trainers Pokemon Gang, Jim, Aaron, Simon, Eric, Leonard, Lost Boy, Justin, Linz, Marty, Touchbag, Caleb, Jesse. Hold on, there's some more. We just also just got a donation from Ed, so if someone wants to read that here in a second.
Is that how he's going to start communicating?
Oh, wow.
So we also got David, Noah, Robimus, Lauren, Delure, Marty, Keith, and Jundar, as well as Ed and Ryan and my brother-in-law, Brutal Moose. Okay. All right. Okay. Two things just happened. So tell me else what happened.
So Ed donated, I guess he's good for this month now too. He donated $90 to put us at $669.69.
Man.
Did he not have a message? No message from Ed.
It said, "Be nice to me, Jer," or something like that. I'm not logged in. So
all right, fine.
Can you unban somebody, or once it's done, it's done?
No, you can.
All right. Then okay. Tonight, hey, if we can do it tonight, the next goal is going to be 69420. So $694.20. So we're almost there. So let's get it out to 69420 tonight. Cause ho fuck yeah, that's a good joke.
God, we're elementary students.
What's his name? Big Red Beard.
Mm-hmm.
I think you know who he is.
Unban him.
Yeah, I know. It says Big Red Beard is not banned from this room.
It just said I see in the chat.
Oh, doesn't he have a number after it?
Yeah, I got it.
Okay, we can unban him for that. Thanks, buddy.
Oh, didn't let me do it. But, oh, maybe it helps if I spell it right.
Okay, so one more thing as Doug is doing that. We have 8-Bit Horror Fest coming as our next big celebration. We got some cool artwork that we're about to release for our advertisements going through. And it's so exciting. We're getting ramped up and we're getting hyped. So we want to make you guys hyped up. We have a t-shirt for sale and it's real cheap right now. You go get it over at Threadless. Look us up. All the links are at the bottom as well if you're watching Twitch. And
also just threw the shirt up on the stream. I hate to derail you, but Kev, Ed says that there's a message tied to that. Do you have that up?
It's going to take me a minute.
Okay. But anyways, look at the shirt. It's pretty. Look at it. Ooh, it's on our stream.
Mm-hmm. That's the official
shirt.
The cool thing about that shirt and the not so cool thing is you can get it until the end of October and then it goes away forever. It'll never be sold again.
And we got to see it in person this weekend, and it is dope as fuck. It actually looks really good.
Mm-hmm. So if you want to be a part of that and get an exclusive shirt, a one of a kind to you, then you can do that. Be pretty cool. Did you pull up that message yet?
Like,
man, this whole show so far has been a whole bunch of
Jer, fuck. Can I have a token, please?
You've got to be kidding me.
Why? How many times do I have to tell you to log into a different browser?
I did. I'm doing it now.
Stay logged in.
I'm using Edge.
Oh, my God. Ed just sent me a message after I banned him.
Oh, yeah? What did he say?
I can't say it because it'll be a spoiler. But you know what he said. Right?
Can I get a token?
Please? I'm getting you the token. See, I'm so...
Ant says, this show is unairable. Your face is unairable.
Oh!
This show right now is essentially a pre-show. That's what's happening right now.
Yeah, the problem is we got started late, so we didn't do a pre-show, so we didn't get the shit out of our system. So now we're just you guys are in for the ride with us.
Yep. It's instead of being all professional, we're all just like boop doop doop bouncing off the walls.
McMahon said, "I can't wait for 8-Bit Horror Revelations. That's next year's theme. Don't give it away."
That's the last time we tell everybody in Discord something.
I know, right?
Okay, let's get into misconnections. Well, hold on.
All right. Ed said 669.69. Nice. Also, Jer is a baby-faced bitch.
So jumping into misconnections.
Yeah, we'll just... All right.
Every week, we take real ads from the misconnection section of Craigslist. We read them in funny voices. They're completely real. We don't edit them in any way, although we do ad-lib a little bit, but we definitely can't make this stuff up.
Boy sees girl. Boy is interested in girl. Boy awkwardly stares at girl from across the room. Boy never approaches girl. Girl leaves. Boy swears they are meant for one another. Boy turns to Craigslist for help finding girl. 8-Bit Geek steps in. Welcome to Misconnections.
Do we have our boy? I was about to call him.
Oh, what's up, fellas?
I was about to call you PN because I...
Well?
Two nights ago, we were spending time together. And you were acting.
Yeah, as the best character in probably D&D podcasting history. Easily the best.
Not to spoil much, but it's like you're becoming a full-blown pimp in the show.
I know, it was a lot of fun. It was in my rider to star in the show. I had to make sure that somehow PN15 became PIMP15.
Did it sound like that to you, like PIMP15?
PIMP. So this week... I kind of came, I guess, into some money trouble. I don't know. We're going to figure this one out.
Oh, no. Oh, God. I just pulled it up.
I need $171 million. As the title says, I need $171 million. And I, for some strange reason, think that I'm going to get it. If you have $171 million to spare, here is what I intend to do with my money. Buy underwear. It's surprisingly important. Earn $3 billion. Buy a place to live. Fix my life. Get laid. Marry Katy Perry. You know, have some kids. Settle down. But once I'm ready. Fuck Katy Perry. Like, I don't care what she wants. It's all about when I'm ready. You know, live life instead of existing in some strange broke-ass limbo where I can't even buy a convenience store to piss on the cheese.
What? Who does that?
Is that not a saying? In Kansas City?
I buy convenience stores all the time to piss on the cheese.
Sorry, it must have been my time I spent up in Green Bay. Not a joke. This is a genuine request for $20 million.
What? You just asked for... Never mind. Why?
Let's just get through this together. I accept... was it Ethereum? Is that what that's called?
No clue.
Bitcoin, cash, cashier's check, etc. And I kind of need it soonest. I'm already behind schedule. Just going to let that one sink there for a little bit. Fuck. Basically, I made a deal with God when I was 18 for $171 million after taxes. And he still hasn't fulfilled his side of the bargain. So I figure he owes me. You probably owe him, you know, square your debt with him through me. If not even $20 million, would be awesome. Not really less, and that isn't sustainable wealth and would most likely end up getting me back where I started. Not that I would refuse to accept it, or be ungrateful for it.
Who are you even looking for?
Please end this.
anyone to get me out of this financial situation I seem to have gotten myself into with our most heavenly father.
All right, Kanye.
Punk ass bitch ain't giving me my money. Yours truly, Kanye West.
Yeah. 15. God, that was so strange. I found that last night, and I was like, okay, well, not really a misconnection, but definitely needs to be read on air.
I need $171 million, but we can settle out of court for $20.
Yeah.
Hey. Hey. Hey.
Oh, shit. What is up, Mark?
Hey, what's going on?
Monday.
You're still in town?
Hey, Mark.
Hey, Kev, what's going on?
Well, you know, a lot of good things were going on, like 30 seconds ago.
Oh, hey.
Hey, Mark.
Yeah, what's going on?
Can I borrow some money?
What you need?
$171 million.
Oh, that's a lot of wahbuggers.
I assume you're good for it.
Well, you know.
I'm going to Google your worth right now.
Oh, don't do that.
I'm not doing it. Don't.
Listen.
You keep doing your thing.
Kev, happy birthday.
It's not my birthday, Marky. Oh, that was like 6 months ago.
Oh, did I miss it?
Yeah.
Okay. Thankfully. Guess what? It's all
Unless
about
you
me.
Get
it's my world.
Million.
It's my world now, okay? You're just living in it.
Listen, if you gave me $171 million, you would presumably still have $54 million left.
Okay, yeah.
If you just cashed out your worth.
Tell you what, I'll start with, like, I always like to help out friends, okay? So I'm going to start you off with something. I'm going to give you $100. You turn that $100 into $1,000. Then you turn that $1,000 into $1,000,000, okay?
I don't think that's how it works.
I don't think that's how it works at all.
That's how I did it back in the day, okay? I sold.
You were an underwear model.
That's besides
the point. And then, like, you wrote off your brother's success when he was in New Kids on the Block. And then you started your own thing called Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch. And then you got in trouble for a while and you kind of disappeared. And then you did movies and stuff.
And then you did that movie where you, like, fingered Reese Witherspoon on a roller coaster.
Wait,
that really happened, by the way.
Wait, what? What's your movie?
That's a documentary. That they just turned it into a movie. That's all.
I don't think I've seen that movie.
I mean, they filmed it, and she was kind of underage at the time. Maybe that's why you went away for a while. So hey, I'd hope that's a movie and not a documentary.
Anyways, speaking about...
I don't want to watch it anymore.
Speaking about underage.
The character was underage.
Okay, it's my turn to
Never
talk,
Never mind,
okay?
I'm back in.
I am the star right now, okay? 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 Okay?
Okay.
Anyways.
I made a deal with God. Listen, you're Catholic. Our holiest of fathers, the great apostle in the sky, I made a deal.
I can't help you,
kinda,
okay?
Well, you just damned us both to hell. Listen, Dracula and his armies are coming after us. I may have burned his wife at the stake. This has nothing to do with Castlevania. It doesn't matter. I just watched it. But he's most definitely going to be sending his minions down upon us. And I have to pay him $171 million. Please, Mark.
That's okay. I got the Transformers with me. He'll protect us, okay? Optimus!
Aren't real.
Optimus!
It's just a cheapest bonus, Dick.
Optimus!
I don't think he knows it's a green screen.
All right.
Hold on.
Just read
He's
your,
coming.
Just,
Hold on.
No, just read your
Optimus
thing and damn us for eternity. It's fine. Where'd he go?
He left.
Here he is!
What the... Oh, you guys are so screwed.
It's Optimus Prime! Say something, Optimus!
Bumblebee.
Tuna?
Okay, he's got to go.
For the listeners, that was a mic stand.
We're so fucked.
Okay.
Just read your misconnections so we can all burn in hell for eternity.
So, This goes out to the older woman. I won't mention her name. Melissa. In my older friend's bed. Male for woman. In Wallowette.
In where?
Wallowette. Wallowette. Anyways, I've got an athletic body. You can tell. I'm 6'2", obviously. Still married. And I'm 28. Hey.
You've been like, no, there's no way. You may have been married for 28 years, but there's definitely no way you are 28 years.
Oh. Nope.
And you're definitely not 6'2", sir.
Well, are you guys fortune tellers or something?
I mean, you're 46, so 28 means you got married when you're like 16.
And right? You're like 5'6".
And you're like, yeah, you're 5'8". So,
do you want to ask Optimus?
I'm looking at your stats right now.
So. Optimus Prime knows me. Do you want to talk to him again?
No.
Anyways, let's get to this, okay? You were in my friend's bed when I came in, okay? You were older than me. It's okay. But I really like you, okay? The thing is, you know, the only thing that kept me from, like, offering my face into your seat was, like, respect for my friend and stuff, okay? And, like, you were laying with him. But I know you ain't dating or something, so off chance that if you want to see this and, you know, you wouldn't mind a face to grind your nana on.
What?
Him you with an email, okay? With our mutual friend's name, you know, and I'll send my number or something for you to text. Hopefully it'll be like, hopefully I'll be like licking your fine ass sooner or later, okay?
Oh,
winky face.
No.
That's it. That's all I got. What's all up? All
right, well.
Hey. Okay. Hey. Know. Hey.
Hey.
What's up, Mark?
Bye.
It's just out the window.
But it was weird because he did the bye and he made it silent before he even jumped out the window. He said bye and then put one foot out the window. Really weird. He's a strange
individual.
Where the
fuck did you come from, Velvet?
Yeah,
Jesus
for real.
Christ.
I was here the whole time. I
you're
was
a lurker?
You know, reading a book.
You know what it is? It's, you're a ginger, so I just don't see you because you don't have a soul.
The light was on, so I just shine, you know. See my freckles.
I wonder.
You just become translucent in the light. No one saw you.
Hey. Remember that movie Powder? Yeah.
I do.
That was me, but when I shaved my head.
Can I get a little reaction from the chat if we want to see Optimus Prime come back on a regular basis?
The chat goes mild.
Mild. They've been mild all night, let's be honest.
Now, let me tell you about the time I went to North Hollywood. I saw her on a regular basis, because apparently I was in North Hollywood a lot. This is something I forgot about for a while. I had a forget-me-not by Job, by Gob, if you will. This is male for women, of course. My age is 35. I see you weekly, but I'm too shy and scared to say anything to you. That's not real. That's not true. The fact that you're my aunt doesn't help either. Oh, fuck.
Okay, holy shit, what?
I was waiting.
I did not expect this twist. This is some Game of Thrones shit right here. I don't know if you're sending me signals or if it's just the fact that I want you so bad that I'm imagining it. Oh, no. This is like one of them pornos up in Chula Vista or something. Every time I see you all I can focus on is those gorgeous tits of yours and how bad I want them. I don't know if this is like my mom's sister or my dad's sister. I don't know who the fuck this is.
Does it make it any worse or better if it's one side or the other?
This is terrible, I'll tell you that. I can't stop thinking of you and have wanted you for so long. Ever since you used to live with us way back when. Oh, no. This is like one of those weird Pornhub links that you go real deep into. I know this will probably never reach you, thank God. But if it does, let me know where we used to live in the valley. I knew it was in the valley. Fucking bunch of uncle fuckers in the valley. Until then, I will continue to want and desire you. Yours, sadly, Velvet Jones.
Now, Ants in the chat does bring up a very good point in saying that she could be married in and not actually blood related.
Oh, if that's right, then game I'm fucking on.
Yeah, what?
Just bite on a rose. Just lay in bed in my robe, my Rick Rude underwear. It's gonna make it real nice and sexy like for you.
Okay.
You done?
Out the window. But see, I'm doing it one leg at a time. See, taking my time.
I'm just gonna use the door. I'll see you guys over at Ed's. Summer's coming to an end. We're going to have to stop using that pool soon.
Oh, that pool.
Hey, Ed, why don't you get that pool heated so we can use it in the winter? That'd be fun.
Go on.
Do it. All right, so let's check out the top box office for this week. We had a couple of movies.
Obfuscations. You sons of a bitches.
I was waiting. I thought you would see it.
I didn't see it. I was too busy just hiding my head in shame.
So The Dark Tower came out this week, and I didn't think it did this bad, but holy shit. It only made $19.5 million.
It got some pretty poor ratings too, actually.
Yeah, and that's the number one movie of the weekend, so you can only, like, everything else kind of, I mean, it was just a shit weekend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
The other movie that came out was Kidnapped, and that made $10.2 million. So,
this is like a WWE movie, or what is that?
The Dark Tower is kidnapped this Monday night on Raw.
No, not The Dark Tower. Kidnapped.
Kidnapped this Monday night on Raw.
What is it?
It's Halle Berry. Well, because there was a movie called The Call that came out in 2011 or 2013, and it was like a WWE film, but it had Halle Berry in it, and she was like a 911 operator. So I feel like this is like some kind of weird sequel.
It seems like the same thing, right?
Right.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, in the movie, I saw the trailer for it, and she goes, "You've messed with the wrong woman."
So, and that was the whole trailer?
Yeah, that was the whole trailer. It's all I remember from it. So.
Yeah. How'd she go from Monsters Ball to that?
Well,
hey, the emoji movie made enough money for a sequel.
Did right? it?
I don't know. It made 49.5 million total. What did they make? How much did they spend on this one? Let's see.
I know. I was like, Dark Tower cost 66, so it's not at a complete loss yet.
The budget was 50 million. So, yeah, you could see the emoji movie too.
Oh,
yeah.
Crazy, especially if you got a 3%. Anywho, let's get into some news. Actually, before we hit the news, I forgot to talk about this at the top of the show. Kevin had Kevin went through a serious fucking meltdown.
I went through a meltdown.
Yeah.
Why'd your phone come?
Siri just talked to you?
Yeah.
Siri's like, yeah, motherfucker, yeah.
Because I said,
you said emoticon. You said that movie was bad.
You'll get a revenge.
So what happened, Kev? You got rained on.
Yeah, I got rained on. No, it was funny too, because I was streaming right before it happened and my power kind of went out. It was a really bad thunderstorm in Kansas City, but they were expecting 6 to 7 inches of rain. And it got so bad that in my backyard, it actually caught up to the door and started seeping into the door and through parts of the wall. So it turned into a James Bond movie real quick because my utility room started flooding. And then right next to my utility room is this office right here, full of wonderful electronics, such as my PC, this wonderful Double Dragon arcade right behind me, and my musical instruments. So I had to rush, I had to drive in crazy ass weather and get a shop vac at a Walmart and just rush all the way back just to get there just in time for it. Just to catch it and vacuum that stuff out. But man, it was nuts from I want to say 10 PM till around midnight. We were just working in the utility room, trying to keep the stuff out. And It's still very muddy and everything. We had a lot of cleaning up to do, but moral of the story is being Freaking a homeowner Ryan. Sucks sometimes.
Ryan in the chat goes, hey, is your utility room the one with the washer and dryer and drain in it?
Yeah, no, but so when we bought the house, that fucking drain, they told us was filled with concrete, so it doesn't doesn't back up.
What?
Yeah, that's what they told us. And we're like, well, all right, what the fuck ever. And so, yeah, that drain was useless. It didn't do shit. But yes, we do have a washer and dryer in there, and thankfully those still work.
See, that's why you always put everything on pallets, man. Go ahead and put that Double Dragon machine on a pallet. Put your desk on a pallet. Put your chair on a pallet.
My chair on a pallet.
Yeah, that way if it ever floods, you got at least 6 inches before everything's gone, you know? You're buying yourself time. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You're obviously living in a floodplain, and it's only a matter of time before your house is taken away in the waters.
Yeah. I don't know. But we survived. We're here. We told the story. We're going to have insurance come out and look at the walls and everything this week. So that sucked. But once again, owning a house is awesome until stuff like that happens. Then owning a house completely sucks because you can't yell at a landlord at that point. You'll just be yelling at yourself.
Well, you thinking about putting your house on stilts now or no? You want to think about raising it?
No.
Hashtag pallet it. Market ants.
Is that new game from the Smite makers, Paladins?
All right, let's get into some news. NBC is interested in reviving, The Office, 30 Rock, and West Wing.
How? What?
Okay, Office, no, go fuck yourself. 30 Rock, maybe, limited series. Just put it on Netflix, though.
Yeah.
West agreed. Wing? Yes, please.
ER?
Yeah, but you already have House of Cards. You don't need West Wing anymore.
No, the complete opposite. I don't, like, West Wing was like, man, look how inspirational and look how positive our government can be. Whereas the West Wing is like, hey, look at how fucked up and shitty our government actually is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess so. You're right.
ER, yeah, just give, I mean, who cares? Well, you know, it's another procedural doctor show.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm all about West Wing, please.
Really? You guys would be okay with bringing some of these back?
West Wing, now the problem I have with West Wing is, like, I don't know, one, I don't know how you do it. Because Martin Sheen,
would you do it with
can't run for another fucking term. He already did two.
Well, would you do it like a movie where you just, everything is rebooted and, like, the entire cast is re...
No rebooting of West Wing. Just a continuation, you know what I mean? Like
a new cast. Well, that's what I'm saying. Like a whole new cast. To where a new president's coming in, and you follow that president now, and that way you can still bring some guest appearances from the old actors, because it's like, hey, we were a part of this cabinet, and now you know we're coming back to. I've come back to because I know somebody. Blah blah blah. You can kind of work them in that way.
Oh yeah, especially with the staffs and stuff, administration staffs and stuff. You see that occasionally where someone will come back and will fill a very similar seat for somebody, or whatever. Not too often, but yeah, I'll be fine with that. I love The West Wing. West Wing's probably one of my favorite TV shows.
Hey, don't look at the chat. Yeah, two people say that The Office sucked.
Oh, I like The Office.
Oh, look at Doug's eyes.
Until Michael Scott left, and then it was like, eh.
Doug is silent. He's about to fucking rage.
No, I agree. The Office was it was funny. I think the first season was slow as shit. I think that it picked up around season 3 and 4. Mm-hmm. I think that after that it kind of had to go downhill. And then Steve Carell left in like season 7. Season 8 was just a piece of garbage that should have never existed. And then the final season was all right because they were finally able to kind of find a pacing with this current cast. But it was the last season, and I think the season finale was a great episode of TV that should have happened 2 seasons earlier.
Yeah.
I loved the entire run, except for, of course, the last couple seasons, like you guys said. But I loved it all. Like, I fell in love with the characters. I didn't feel it was too slow. Like, maybe the pacing could have been better, but...
The first season is painfully slow because it's trying to kind of mimic the BBC version.
I was about to say that. I was just about to bring up. I was like, well, because they're trying to probably match what the BBC did.
Yeah, like the storyline was exactly the same.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So,
Mike says, I'd rather have Parks and Recs back. Fuck yes.
Yeah.
Well, that's another thing. Like, I love Parks and Rec. That's another show I think they tied it up in such a beautiful way. You don't need it anymore. Mm-hmm. I would absolutely love some more.
Yeah.
But they mentioned 30 Rock on here. 30 Rock is another great show that's so fucking funny and just so absurd in what it is. But I guess if you want a continuation of that, just go watch Kimmy Schmidt. It's the same fucking show.
It is. I mean, it really is.
It's different, but like it has that same kind of weird, absurd humor of Tina Fey, and the music's the same, and the pacing and the jokes are the same level. But it's a fucking great show.
Let's see. Speaking of more movies and shows coming back, The Karate Kid is getting a TV series sequel, starring Ralph Macchio.
I mean, what else has he got going on these days?
But here's the problem. It's coming to YouTube Red, which I don't know anybody who subscribes to that unless you're in a free trial.
I don't know. I know people who had Google Music that automatically got transferred over to YouTube Red.
Have they watched anything on Red?
Probably not.
I don't know.
There's so many streaming services out there, and it seems like YouTube doesn't have I don't think it has the firepower to really stand alone, to have a standalone service. I think that's why they bundle it with Google Music.
Well, I think
because Google Music is really what people are wanting.
I think the biggest problem with YouTube Red is they thought that they could turn YouTube celebrities into legitimate like TV personalities or stars, and I don't know if people give a shit about them, I don't know. And maybe this is just me and maybe I'm just talking out of my ass, but I feel like when you watch a vlog, it's its own thing and people are there to watch that person because they're interesting and they don't want to watch a made up show with them starring in it because it's not real. And I think that there's a difference between a celebrity actor versus a YouTube celebrity because of the fact that you're not expecting them to act. You want the realness. As to where somebody who's in Hollywood, you expect them to be diverse and take on roles and shit like that.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I mean, I agree with you there. I'm not sure of the content. I don't think they make their content known enough for people to like really sell them on wanting to get YouTube Red. I feel like you're getting YouTube Red. It's just you're getting YouTube without ads, and then you'll get some exclusive shows. And I don't think it's enough to sustain a membership, in my opinion.
Yeah. Well, they
and
pushed
a lot of people that support, you know, these bloggers and vloggers and stuff like that. I think they mostly just the best they'll do is either subscribe to them on Patreon or give them some kind of more direct pay as opposed to doing a YouTube Red, because YouTube Red, once again, it doesn't seem that appealing.
Yeah,
at least. I mean.
I was going to say, there's a couple of YouTubers that I've seen stuff who make, like, Brutal Moose, for example. There's another one, Rob Dyke and stuff. He does, like, scary videos or, like, reviews. Or not reviews, but, like, does, like, the top 10 scariest videos on YouTube or whatever. Mm. And then Moose does video game reviews and other reviews and stuff. And they've both complained recently about how the ad service now works with YouTube, where... if there's like a keyword in their tags or their title or whatever, the ad people who, you know, would play the ads before their videos that they get paid for would just pull the ads from their channel entirely. Mm-hmm. Like, so, you know, again, like Rob Dyke's stuff was all like scary, or he would do stuff on like, again, creepy stuff. So if it had anything to do with being scary or the occult or any, you know, any shit like that, those keywords immediately triggered. Like, nope, we can't pay you. Like, nope, ads are gone. Like, you know, now no one's paying for your ads, which it was just like, where the fuck did this come from? And it was all like YouTube's trying to make everything happy and friendly, family friendly. And that, like, so it fucked him. And then, like, you know, Moose cusses in his videos. So he had like explicit content filters or whatever on his videos. And so he stopped getting ad money because, again, this is a happy family place where that's the only videos we have on here. So a lot of them have turned to Patreon because it's like, I don't understand why the fuck I'm even a partner now, because you're just fucking me in the ass. Like, even you literally have taken my money away.
Yeah. Well, I was gonna say, even for non-partners, I mean, my channel, even though I really don't post much on anymore, I still have my videos monetized, and I've got a bunch of them since I do unboxing videos in my underwear. As of late, in the last few months, they would start sending me messages out of nowhere saying, oh, by the way, we pulled ads for these videos because of you know, the content. And it's like, well, you ran them for the last 7 years now. Surprised you're doing it now. So it's a bunch of bullshit.
It's some weird crackdown thing. And again, I don't understand. It's like they don't see the fact that there are audiences for the stuff already, and some of them already built into some of these channels, mm-hmm. and that with this survey we ran with these parents or whatever, those words, you know, they didn't like that for their kids, so we're gonna pull ads for that because we don't want their kids watching your videos or whatever. And right. It's like, but that's not who's watching those videos. You have to be logged in because their channel says mature content or whatever. Mm-hmm. You know, like I don't. It's so fucking dumb. I don't know. YouTube is, they're saying in the chat a lot too. YouTube has fucked a lot of people over.
And yeah, Funhouse, even big people. I don't think Funhouse does any YouTube Red videos, but they had to really change up their content because they still offer the same content, but they had to change up their tags and everything. Like you were saying, they could kind of look for these tags. So if they put something that would seem explicit, like advertisers would pull their videos from their, or pull their ads from the videos, and they wouldn't be able to monetize them. Thankfully they are with Rooster Teeth. So Rooster Teeth basically pays them through their first program. But I mean, a lot of ads, they couldn't make any money off their ads anymore. And it sucks. Like at one point they had to have a serious conversation with their fans about it.
That's what happens essentially when the advertisers get control of your network.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have to bend backwards to please them, essentially.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, exactly. It's like people go to the internet, or they go to HBO or stuff like that, or those sort of channels, because they're tired of their shit being censored. And yet here it is on YouTube, which was the place to go watch videos for anything and everything. And now suddenly, not that you can't, it's just now people who are creating these things aren't getting the same treatment as, I don't want to throw out names, but other YouTubers who are more family friendly or whatever.
Yeah.
But then you see that shit bite them in the ass, because then they're supporting YouTubers and stuff who, that couple that were partners who were posting videos of them pranking their kids. And finally it was no, they're straight up abusing their kids.
Yeah.
I think the simple thing is just let more adult themed advertisers through the door. You know, if you're going to have a not safe for kids or, 21 or older audience, and you put that tag in there, then throw up some condom ads, do some adult themed shit. And that way makes everybody happy. No big deal. Mm-hmm. Everybody can get paid that way. All right, so Transformers, the spinoff Bumblebee, has started production, and there's been a big name attached to this one. Are you excited, Kevin? Because it's a WWE star.
John Cena.
Yeah! I'm so excited for him to walk on set and somebody playing that. You know, I've seen John Cena in a few movies. He did one with... Oh, who's the comedian actress? The raunchy one. Fuck, does anybody remember?
Amy Schumer?
Amy Schumer. He did a movie with her, and he actually has, he's a very good comedic actor.
Mm-hmm.
He's really funny. And I feel like he'll, as long as he has a comedic role, he'll do great. I don't know. I haven't seen him do much action, but maybe he's the next Rock, you know, and turns into a huge movie star.
Did you guys watch it was the HBO fake sports documentary, the one with the tennis?
I have not.
The racers.
I was waiting for...
I forget what it's called. Tour de Pharmacie.
Yeah.
Tour de Pharmacie or whatever. He's in that, and it is really funny because he plays a German who's clearly juicing. He's just all muscle. But there's a part where he's definitely... You saw the one with the tennis one with Jon Snow, right?
Yeah.
Or Kit Harington.
Yeah.
Okay, you remember the guy that showed up on the tennis court that he ended up fucking?
Oh, God, yes.
I forget that guy, but he's just naked and all that. The whole dude that was just okay, dick. That dude's back, and this one is one of the racers. He's wearing like a leotard thing, but it's see-through. So again, But there's a part where John Cena picks him up, and the leotard like rips, and it's just like he's holding him above his head, and it's just dick and balls, just right here. And he's just like, dick and balls. It's just like, that's so fucking funny, and props to him for being like, I guess, cool enough to let them film someone else's dick and balls right in his fucking face. So funny.
So it could be a lot of fun. I mean,
he does it for a living, just, you know, in a ring. So,
yeah, dick and balls.
Dick and balls.
Just neck, like neck dick and balls. Not these weren't behind shorts anymore.
So this new Transformers movie starring
Marky Mark just come back in?
Starring Bumblebee is going to be set in the 1980s, 1987 to be specific. And it's supposed to be nothing like the more recent Transformers, and it's supposed to be heartfelt and more like, I keep reading that they're trying to do the Iron Giant of Transformers, so we'll see if it's any good. All right, let's talk some gaming. The Xbox One is getting another interface, guys, a whole new UI, and it's going to be completely customizable.
Well, there you go. All right. So,
It's going to be, they're adding, I like this, adding a few quality of life features, including Mixer.
It's a mixer.
They announced
Catalina wine mixer.
Today they announced a bigger overhaul, revamping the interface for Xbox One and Windows 10 users. It'll be restructured, adding suggestions for new friends. Don't want those. And a new hotbar at the bottom. So, okay. I don't know. You guys have played with the interface, and you guys have said how bad it is before, right?
It goes back and forth. There's definitely been times where it's like, man, I really miss that old interface, or like, oh man, I liked that. Why did they get rid of it? Or man, I like this instead of what they had before. I haven't been on my Xbox One in a bit, so I can't tell you what it's like right now. But I am totally for a customizable interface. That's awesome. No, I like that. And you know, I know we shit talk Mixer all the time, but it is a Microsoft product, and I feel that like it surely its interface has to be better than Twitch's interface for their, because streaming from a PlayStation or an Xbox is garbage. Mm-hmm. It's fucking terrible. That's why I have mine run through a capture card, because I hate using their built-in shit.
Yeah. And I will say, I mean, here's the deal. We, like you're saying, we shit on Mixer all the time, but Mixer actually has the better software and better speeds and better everything. It's just not popular.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's just, I mean, and that's just not a lot of, not only support, but like, yeah, I mean, we're on Twitch right now. I mean, that's where everyone already watches and stuff. So it's hard to go up against something that's
the juggernaut, man.
A juggernaut. I mean, I would love to see Amazon buy Mixer
and take the technology and put it into Twitch.
Yes.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
I mean, Microsoft won't do it because of the Xbox, but I don't know. That's the thing, is they need to get better at their, I don't know. But I don't know. I feel like sometimes that Twitch is kind of like Apple in the regard that it's like, no, yeah, we can do that too.
Yeah.
We just don't.
Yeah, because like, we're going to
perfect it first before we release it to everyone else. So in like 3 years, when they're like, hey, instant streaming, people, you know, there'll be no delay between you and your chat.
And then people will be like, go nuts.
Mixer's been doing that. Yeah, well, meanwhile, everyone else is like, fuck yeah. Mixer's like, we've been doing that. Actually, there won't be Mixer anymore at that point. There'll be
Apple stream
after party,
whatever the fuck they name it next month.
I like after party.
Yeah, they'll be they'll be like, we've been doing that for years, and people will be like, we aren't you knew.
Let's see, here's something that has me a bit worried. We talked, I don't know what Warner Brothers is doing. They're adding microtransactions into Middle Earth: Shadow of War. And if the new DC versus whatever the fuck it's called, video game, the fighting game, has taught us anything, it's that they will nickel and dime the shit out of you. Warner Brothers will. And so this has me a bit worried, because you can help, you can buy followers and you can purchase loot chests and experience boosts, everything to like war chests, and they contain weapons and different rarities to help the characters and level up faster. So we've definitely approached an area of mobile gaming creeping its way into AAA titles. Yeah. And it's like, this is a AAA title. Someone's going to pay $60 for this. They want a full-fledged game. They don't want, like, you guys are okay with like Battlegrounds. We talked about that last week. It's $30. If they want to add some customized stuff and it doesn't affect the gameplay, then fine, do it. You know, maybe we'll throw you an extra $30 or something like that. But this is a fucking full game, $60. I don't like it. I don't like the way that it's going.
Yeah. I agree.
I don't approve.
Mean, this is EA bullshit right here.
And that's the thing. That's what I was going to bring up. I'm glad that you brought up the EA bullshit, because EA went through this and completely fucking fell on their face. And now we see Warner Brothers just being like, well, we'll fucking try it. We'll see.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, and EA is back on, they're on the rebound of things where they're actually trying, like, say, Titanfall 2, for instance, where they're like, all the DLC is free. We just want to make it up to you. There's no microtransactions. All the DLC is free. Please just play our game. And then you have Star Wars Battlefront coming out. Didn't they say something about like all the DLC was going to be free for that or something like that?
I believe so. Yeah. I think it was part of the thing is that it was like,
so it's like EA at least is trying to kind of mend their ways. But yeah, Warner Brothers is like, fuck everything. We're going to microtransaction the shit out of you. I mean, look at that. Are you really surprised after seeing what Injustice 2 did?
Yeah, that's what's so Injustice 2. That's a good point, because I was just listening to somebody recently talk about how there's certain characters that are behind a paywall. And yes, you can unlock them if you play the game and earn the special points. This dude put in 60 hours and he only has enough in-game currency to purchase one character.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
So you can't, it's not like, hey, I'm just going to play the game and have fun with it. And it's almost like, hey, I'm going to force you into purchasing this shit to make it easier for you. And that's the problem I have with it, is once you hit that kind of grind wall where you have to purchase something in order to make it past a certain point in the game. And I hope it doesn't get that way. But it seems like this is a good way for Warner Brothers to kind of test that market and to see if everybody will be willing to be like, all right, I'll spend an extra $5 or $10 to make my allies strong enough so I can defeat this boss that I can't get past right now.
Yeah. And that's, I mean, it's unfortunate, but if the thing is, if people want to spend their money and do it, obviously Warner Brothers is going to be there to take the money.
Oh yeah. I mean, and you can see that Injustice 2, it's worked.
Yeah, we can yell at the clouds all day, but if no one makes that change, it's going to keep happening.
And we've been saying it for the last, since fucking...
We've been saying it as long as I've been with you guys.
What was it? Horse Armor. Since Horse Armor,
oh yeah,
everybody Oblivion. Said, don't fucking buy it. And the first goddamn week of sales was like over 2 million Horse Armors. I was like, yeah, come on, like, you fucking kidding me?
Ugh. This is like a 12 Monkeys moment. If only we can go back in time and stop the spread of DLC, we'll just make sure that Horse Armor never gets released.
Seriously, we need a Terminator moment.
Terminator. Send Doug back in time.
He'll stop it.
August 4th, 1997. Survivors call it Judgment Day. I don't know why I'm using Arnold's voice for that.
That's the voice that you gain when you go back in time.
Yeah, that's true. And chick hashtag whores armor. Kind of works out that way too.
Let's see. Steam, this is incredible. Steam has seen 27 million new users since January 2016.
I could see that.
Isn't that insane?
It really is. As much, especially as old as the UI is and how much it needs redoing, it's still the most reliable gaming service out there as far as purchasing and store.
Yeah, boy, does it need a fucking upgrade.
But oh, they did, and they know that too. They've been talking about that for a while.
They just had a conference and some shit where some advertised, I don't know. But there's a quote poll that said that they are working on a whole UI revamp. I don't know. Maybe that'll be out when fucking Half-Life 3 comes out, but who, you know.
Mm. So never?
Never. But
too soon. Too soon.
Too soon.
This is all coming from Half-Life fans.
Monthly active users sit close to 67 million, while there's 33 million daily active players. Here's the issue that I have. We have.
Why doesn't anyone ever want to play PUBG with me?
I can't believe that nobody wants to play PUBG with me. No, this is the problem that I have. It's the fact that Take-Two will not release a goddamn game called Red Dead Redemption on Steam, which has more users than consoles. Why, Take-Two? Why?
It's kind of in a different direction here. I didn't expect this one.
Well, that's kind of leads into another story where Take-Two says that the PC audience is very important, but they won't commit to saying that they're going to release Red Dead 2 on PC, which for me, fucking fighting words.
It's going to do the same bullshit they did with Grand Theft Auto 5, release it a year later.
See, that doesn't make any sense.
But hey, you know what, though? A year before, you still knew it was coming.
Mm-hmm.
And here's, we knew it was coming up for PC. It wasn't a fucking surprise. It was just like, God damn, guys, win. But this is like, maybe.
That's the thing. I just don't understand. Like, there's some gaming companies that just won't support the fucking PC, even though the PC throws its fucking money in wads at gaming companies, and there's more players, there's more people buying games. It's the biggest community of gamers, and you still are like, no, we're gonna sit on PS4 and Xbox.
Dr. Randall Savage, you here?
No.
I'm his brother.
I am angry gamer.
Sam.
Santa.
Sam Santa.
That's a sandal. That's a Randall. Sandal Savage.
Sandal Savage.
Oh.
Sandal Ravage.
So that's okay. So next story brings that up too. Like you put these fucking restrictions on the PC as well. Destiny 2 is restricting streaming options.
Yeah. Hey, we were talking about this in our thing this week. Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck Bungie/.
I would think this is more Activision. I'm gonna put this on Activision. Activision seems the ones that are really out of touch with everyone.
Well, not only
but
that,
this for PC though is not going through Activision or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Well, Activision's the publisher.
It's BattleNet.
But it's going through BattleNet.
Oh fuck! So that's more on Blizzard. Well, still Blizzard is owned by Activision. Yep. So
okay, but still, hey. Fuck this game.
You could stream it to Facebook Live.
Hey. Fuck this game.
It looks like NVIDIA.
Who you're trying to offend with this?
Paid them butt ton of money.
I'm going to get it on PS4. I mean, I'll probably get it on PC as well. I mean, who are we get? Who are we joking here?
Yeah.
So NVIDIA has a built-in streaming mode, and it's going to work fine with that. But you can't use OBS or XSplit. Only in certain configurations, like the ones that cost your fucking computer to slow down. So if you can run it in Scream Chat Capture or Window Capture instead of Game Capture, which of course you're sacrificing.
It puts a lot of stress on your CPU.
Yeah, a lot of stress. And so it's almost like NVIDIA was like, hey guys, we'll give you like 25 mil if you just only allow us to stream in full screen. No big deal. No big deal.
There'll be backlash for this. Once it comes out, there's going to be a lot of pissed off streamers, including, I'm sure it's going to be including like high end streamers or like high profile streamers.
No one actually uses Shadowplay.
Yeah. You know what? I tried Shadowplay. I'll give it to this. The Shadowplay, it runs somewhat smooth, but there's absolutely no goddamn interface.
Yeah.
You don't know what the hell's going on. Yeah, they want you to like one button everything. And it's like, no, you got to have some kind of thing to keep stats and everything. And that's what OBS does best. You know, I like seeing frame rate drops. I like seeing my percentage of CPU being used.
Exactly. I watched that almost during our entire stream ever since we've had issues with like the frame rates and stuff when my internet was shit. Like, and tonight it hasn't been great. And I don't know if it's because of the storms that have been rolling through here or what, but like, it's been okay tonight. We've only lost 1.8% of frames.
It's and you can't customize your UI, you can't customize your overlay. Like, you pick the camera side. It's like, all right, do you want it top left, bottom right, top right? It's like, get the fuck out of here, you know?
No. We have our friend Ryan, or one of our friend Ryan's server. There's a bunch of them now. It's not just Ryan.
Ryan Army.
Yeah, the Ryan Army, seriously. This is one of like our friends here in Texas. He uses Shadowplay but only to record when he plays games. He doesn't stream it anywhere. He just uses it to record because he just hits a button and it starts recording when he plays. What's that?
You don't need an overlay for recording.
Yeah, exactly. So he's the only person I know who actually fucking uses it.
Yeah, and I understand that. I've tried Shadowplay. Like I said, I ran Dark Souls. And the cool thing was Shadowplay before OBS was really like you could set it. It ran like 60 frames and ran really smooth more natively. However, once again, you can't track statistics on it. And
Ed says it lets me watch his stream. But where is he streaming to? He doesn't stream to anything.
No, you can watch. You can request Steam? To watch people Shadowplay. I think through Steam or something like that.
Steam.
Yeah. Yeah, what's what you saying? It was like Steam. Well, yeah, but that's not what we're talking. We're talking about, Ed. We're not talking about that. We're talking about like Twitch or Mixer or YouTube, like places where people actually fucking stream their games to.
Yeah, I'll pull up that interface now. Yeah,
Steam doesn't fucking count because like you can literally anytime I play a game, since we're friends on Steam, you can ask to watch me play. It's just a thing you can just do.
Yeah. Okay. So. Along with that restriction, it doesn't seem to hurt sales because Destiny 2 has already beat pre-order sales of Destiny 1.
Well, that's before this even came out. Yeah. And like he's saying that like the backlash from this is going to come out when the game is released. Yeah. And again, you've got Mr. Dickhole. What's his name? What's that fucker's name that plays PUBG with
Doctor,
the mustache?
Dr. Evil.
Dr. Evil. Captain
Dr. Doom.
Dr. Demento.
No, well, no. What is it? Dis something, Dr. Dis something? I don't know. Disrespect. That's what it is.
The guy looks like a fucking prick.
What I'm saying.
He might be a nice guy, but he looks like the dude that did the music video back in the E-Bombs world days of the electronic supersonic.
Yeah. So when he gets his hands on Destiny 2 and he can't fucking stream it to his super popular... apparently Twitch channel with
12-year-olds.
The 40,000 12-year-olds that tune into his stream that thinks that he's just the fucking funniest thinking, then we'll see.
This is going to change real quick unless there's like a contract down where Nvidia gets this exclusive rights, but there's going to be backlash from it. I guarantee it. Cuz their shit is not good enough. This is like, once again, this is like Microsoft Mixer getting some kind of exclusivity for a game or something like that.
This next story is interesting because it makes me wonder why a lot of games don't do this yet. And so Rocket League is adding a new system that will automatically ban people for using offensive words.
Like in like their text chat or their voice chat?
In the text chat, I'm guessing.
In the voice chat, like they just have like a robot listening.
So
that's what I was worried about, because we get in there and we're playing and suddenly you've got hot Charles. It's just like, oh, fuck your mother.
Oh, did someone call my name?
Yeah. Oh, boy.
And so, yeah, that's what I was worried. I was that means we can't talk to people anymore when we go, ha ha ha, you dumb bitch.
Let's see. There are over 20 words on the list so far, and it's supposed to. The list includes racial slurs, for example.
Shit, piss, cock, cunt, cocksucker, motherfucker,
tits, fart, twat.
And so it'll be. I think it's really interesting because in the online world, you do get this terrible language, and Most of the time, I guess you could turn it off. It's automatically off unless you allow it in the chat. But I think this is an important step. I think there's something that has to happen in gaming that has, that gives people a reason to behave online and not give them a pass to be little fucking cunts.
Whoa.
Hey, that's a word you can't say.
Yeah, you would have got banned.
Is that a bannable word?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, no.
Although, you know what, to be fair, though, that's like an American bannable word. Like, yeah. If you go over to, like, parts of the UK, like where Ratty lives in the dump, people say cunt all the time.
like, where?
Remember we had this conversation and Kevin was, like, completely oblivious to the word? And he was like, no, it's fine because over in the UK, they allow it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the UK. They were like, oh, hey, you cunt. And it's like a regular thing. Ratty was ready for that.
Oh, fuck you. I'm kidding. You're just the only like British person I know that's like in our chat right now. So
Ants is like, don't talk about my Ratty like that. Why has Ants become the mother of 8-bit? She's like, all these children
mama,
are mine.
Hashtag mama ants.
Mama ants.
not nanny ants. Because we're just a bunch of children.
That's
she's
just true.
She's the only adult. I need an adult.
Oh, I want to read this. I want to read what this list is. Right, I was kidding. Down.
So I think it's important. I think that there needs to be some kind of, not saying that you shouldn't have free speech. Like, Lord knows it's you know, we all deserve.
I think it should be the same as kind of in the real world. Like, yeah, you can say whatever you want. That doesn't
mean you should.
You're not going to face like, sorry, we just got a donation here in a second. Oh, we'll read it in a second. But like, yeah, there's consequences for your fucking actions, yeah. Especially if you say some dumb shit. Kev, what do we got as far as the donation?
We got it. $694.20.
We did it, guys. Tonight. Look up top. It says we are at $69,420. That too nice. And blaze it.
Saget Face donated $24.51. Thanks, dude.
Well, I guess that's the show. No better than that. It's not going to get better than that.
Well, that sucks. I guess we're no longer taking donations because we've hit the magic number.
Now, the next one will have to be like 6,000.
Yeah.
Or okay, since our goal is 5,000. Obviously, we're going to go over that, but like our next, I think the next one would be probably, yeah, like $4,269.69.
Wait.
No, $6,942 even? Right? Fuck, math. Let me look at this. No, 4,000 is what I said. Shit.
It's a ways off. So just enjoy this monument for
enjoy
as long as we can.
All right. The last story that we have is, of course, Take-Two saying that the PC market is very important, but won't commit to Red Dead Redemption 2 on the PC. And they said,
yeah.
And this is what I don't understand because of the fact that GTA Online has made a shit ton of money on the PC. And they go on, they had this call. This earnings call, and they said that, you know, some titles are actually heavy weighted to PC, for example Civilization or XCOM. Those are the only examples that they fucking gave. Like, not every other AAA title that hits the goddamn PC. It's fucking stupid that they're gonna pull those games out and be like, those are what's are important and those are what have sold. No, motherfucker, all of them have sold.
Yeah.
Oh, it pisses me off. Take-Two. So I think Red Dead 2 will make it to the PC, but I just think that they downplay it and they're still thinking like in the 90s when the PC was made for RTSs. And that's the only games that came out on it. And it's not like that anymore and they're still fucking stuck back then.
Yeah. Well, it just doesn't make sense considering that like GTA for the PC is and has been like the number one selling PC game since it came out like 3-4 years ago.
And let's see where it's at. I think it holds. I'm booting up Steam right now. I wanted to look it up to see where it stands on the list, but it's one of the top 3 played games on Steam.
And it always has been, yeah.
And
for
it
as
doesn't,
long as it's been out.
It just doesn't make any sense. And they haven't... And GTA hasn't even had, like, a permanent price cut.
Yeah.
The cheapest it's ever been, I think, has like been, like, $30. Like, half price.
Yeah. So it just... I don't know. That kind of stuff just really pisses me off. Yeah, right now, GTA 5 is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Number 9 on Steam of game. I mean, okay. It's
still top 10. Again, the game. I mean, of course, you're never going to probably bypass things like Counter-Strike. I'm sure that's up there.
Yeah, yeah. And
PUBG is probably up there still. I'm sure Ark might be up there. I don't know. There's just so many other fucking games that are out that people are just playing a lot of. But the fact is, the game has been in the top 10, probably higher in the top 10, since the game came out in, like, what, 2015?
Mm-hmm. On PC, yeah. 2015. I mean, the game came out originally in 2013.
So then 2014, then.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember. It was 2013 when it originally came out, and then 2014 came out on PS4 and Xbox One.
So
and then PC was like a little later than that, so it might have been 2015 for PC.
Like Ryan said in the chat, and that's right, it's actually, I'm looking here at the data, and they've sold 7.9 million copies on PC and 80 million copies total.
Crazy.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy since 2013. But that also includes the PS3 and the Xbox 360 sales as well. Everybody rebought that game. All right. That's our show.
Oh, shit. That's it. We're already done.
Also, let everyone know, I don't know why I'm saying this, but Hellblade Senua's Sacrifice is coming out tomorrow, Tuesday. And it's definitely worth checking out. It's by Ninja Theory. And it's supposed to be a AAA title made by a smaller team for half the price. It's only going to be like $30. It's on PC and PS4. Looks amazing. Just looks like a lot of love was put into it. And I would love to support something like that, especially if it might set the precedence for making big budget games like that for cheaper and for single player folks. So... look up Hellblade Senua's Sacrifice, Senua or Senue or whatever.
It's just a it's just a jump to the left.
And then a step to the right.
Hey, Kev, before we go, real quick, can you do me a favor and can you read off? We had a bunch of follows tonight and a couple of subscribers. Can you just say thank you to those people?
Yes. So once again, thank you, Saget Face, for putting us on the mark with 2451. Want to thank Former Herald for following, Luna Kruna, SD2 Tokyo, Savage Kid 1465, and then also Ed for donating his big thing, getting us started. And then McManahanaman subscribing to us, and then Ripoff followed us. Nice. So, and then also Ants Chick resubscribed for 2 months. Then earlier in the day, we had the JDM Car Life following us. So nice. Yeah, a lot of good ones. Don't forget, a couple days ago, we had WL Cavness and then Meme Man Supreme. So yeah, a whole bunch of stuff.
Yeah. Thanks, everyone. Again, it was just tonight. It was just going off constantly. And it was just like, we were just in the middle of the show. So we didn't get to say thank you. So thank you to all those people who followed and stuff that we did not get to say so too earlier. But
y'all pretty.
And again, always thank you to our patrons. I know we, at the beginning of the month, we try to thank everyone. I know we did the head of the show, but just once again, thank you, everybody, for making all this possible, for getting us these new microphones, except for Kev. He'll get his pretty soon.
Yeah, I'm excited.
September. I'm not asleep. I'm a little. Thank you, Ryan, for editing your donation. Holy crap. Good on you.
What happened?
Whew. Ryan just Zbok just edited his pledge on Patreon. So
and he just went poo.
He went poo.
Poo. We'll talk about that later. That's the show. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.
Until next week, lots of love, hugs, and all that bullshit.